Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. On Yom Revi'i, the second day of the month of Iyar, the 17th day of the Omer. Today is Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day, the day on which we collectively pause to remember, reflect, and commemorate all of the men and women who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem to sanctify God's name in protecting Eretz Yisrael, the State of Israel. Very briefly, as I do not wish to take away from today's illustrious guest, I would like to share a short thought my good friend Howie Beagleman posted on Facebook a little bit earlier today, which very much resonated with me, and I share it with his permission. Quote, "When I was younger, I found it discomforting that Israel's Yom HaZikaron, its Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and parenthetically, and victims of terror, leads right into Yom HaTzmaut, its Independence Day celebration. As I've come of age, I actually find it rather comforting. It reflects the rhythm and cadence of Jewish life, with moments of mourning coinciding with times of joy. It makes my celebration of Israel all the more powerful because it makes it more meaningful. May we remember those who gave their lives and remain grateful for what they gave their lives for, a free democratic state of Israel where we are all welcome." Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email to sponsor future programs, and we greatly appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call, that's ou.org/call, and please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinreb slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishabirach Becholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
It is indeed a great honor to be back as one of the presenters of this excellent program, for which I thank Rabbi Herman, Mr. Howie Beagleman, an old friend, for those introductory moving remarks. I want to share with you a story about a person who I was privileged to meet several times. His name is Dr. Robert Allman, and you may have heard of him because he won the Nobel Prize for Mathematics some years ago. Interestingly enough, Professor Allman, whose Jewish name is Yisroel, was a student at the same high school I attended many years ago, Rabbi Jacob Joseph High School. And that's where he became interested in mathematics through a teacher named Mr. Joey, as we knew him, Gansler. Some years after Professor Allman was turned on to mathematics, I too had Mr. Gansler as a teacher. Only I never went on to a career in mathematics. Really, I was just happy to pass Mr. Gansler's very rigorous course in geometry. Professor Allman had a son whose name was Shlomo, and Shlomo was a high school teacher himself, but he was also a reserve officer in Tzahal in the Israeli Defense Forces. And in 1982, in the Lebanon War, Shlomo fell in battle while leading his men. Of course, Professor Hauman was broken by the loss of his son. And several days after he was killed, again, this is 1982, in the month of Sivan, and they brought the body back and they buried Shlomo on Mount Herzl in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Professor Hauman was not only a professor of mathematics, but he was also an observant Jew and a learned Jew, and studied Torah and Talmud regularly. In fact, every Thursday afternoon, he would attend a major lecture, a major shayor, given by a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was the Rosh Yeshiva and founded a yeshiva in the heart of Yerushalayim, in Rechavia. The yeshiva still stands, Netzach Yisrael. Rav Gustman was a superior Talmudist expert and a brilliant lecturer. On the day of the funeral, Rav Gustman made it his business to meet the family at the cemetery and to stay with them and even to return with them to the Shiva house. Professor Hauman turned to Rav Gustman and said, "My teacher, Rebbe, go back to the yeshiva. You spent the whole day with us. You're a busy man and it's important that you teach Torah. Go back to the yeshiva." Rav Gustman said, "No, I must stay, and let me tell you why. You lost Shlomo. As you know," said Rav Gustman, "I am a Holocaust survivor. In the Holocaust, I lost my son, whose name was Meir. I lost him. He was murdered in front of my eyes. I mourned for him. I never sat shiva for him. So permit me to stay a little bit with you. While you're sitting shiva, I'll sit shiva with you because I never ever was able to sit shiva for my own son, Meir." And so Professor Hauman stayed with the family. And this is what he told Professor Hauman. "I should add that it has been my privilege now for several years to sit right near Professor Hauman in the Yeshurun Synagogue in Yerushalayim on Rosh Hashanah." Professor Hauman has told this story many times, and I've heard it from him myself. Rav Gustman sat for a while and then said to the professor, "Professor Hauman, let me tell you what is happening in the Olam Ha'emes, in the ultimate world of truth, the world of souls, of neshamos. My son Meir is there, and now your son Shlomo has joined him. But here is what Meir is saying. Meir is welcoming your son to the minyan in the world of truth, in the Olam Ha'emes, to the heavenly celestial minyan. And he says, join us in the minyan. I'm here. I died because I was a Jew. But I couldn't save anyone else. But you," Meir is saying to Shlomo, your son, at this moment, said Professor Rabbi Gustman, "you died defending the Jewish people. You died in defense of the state of Israel, of the land of Israel. My Meir was a kadosh, was a holy victim. Your Shlomo was a leader, an officer of soldiers, in defense of the Jewish people in the Jewish homeland. He is a shliach tzibur. He is a messenger, an agent of the entire community. He is leading the prayers in this heavenly minyan. I am just a member of this holy, holy group." This is how we are to think of every single soldier, man and woman, religious or otherwise, who died in defense of each of us and of our land. our state of Israel. Each of them is a shliach tzibur, a messenger on behalf of all of us. They died in our cause, in defense of us. Each of them is a shliach tzibur. After Rav Gustman told this story to Professor Alman, Professor Alman turned to him and said, "Rebbe, my dear teacher, I thought I could never be comforted, but you have succeeded in comforting me." And to this day, Professor Alman thinks of his son as a shliach tzibur, and so must we all think of every son and daughter who died in defense of our land as a shliach tzibur, a messenger, our messenger. Today we also commemorate and remember the many who died as victims of terror, who may not have been soldiers, who were innocent bystanders going about their daily jobs, their daily routines. Men and women, old and young, some very young, including infants, some very old, including individuals close to their 100th birthday. We remember them too, because each of them died on our behalf. Each of them is also a shliach tzibur, died because of us, instead of us, died for our sake, for the sake that we are privileged tonight, tomorrow, to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, to celebrate the birth of the State of Israel. Let's proceed now to recite several kapitla, several chapters of Tehillim, as prayers for those who need prayers. Prayers of remembrance today, Yom HaZikaron, of remembrance for the soldiers and for the victims of terror, and prayers too for all who have fallen ill for the dread pandemic that we're all suffering, the pandemic of COVID, and for all other people who need a refuah shleima, who need healing and cure. We'll begin with chapter 23, Kapitel Chaf Gimel in Tehillim. I'll recite each pasuk and you recite along with me. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echsor. Binaos deshe yarbitzeni, al ne menuchos yenahaleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'ma'adlei tzedek v'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech begei tzalmoves, lo iroro, ki hato imodi. Shiftecho u'mishantecho, heimo yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefonai shulchon neged tzororoi. Dishanto v'ashemen roshi, kosi revoyo. Ach tov v'chesed, yirdufuni kol yimei chayoi. V'shavti v'veis Adonoi, la'orech yomim. Let's proceed now to recite chapter 121, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph in Tehillim. Shir l'ma'alos, eso einai el hehorim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonoi, osei shomayim v'oretz. Al yitei lamot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonoi shomrecho, Adonoi tzilecho, al yad yeminecho. Yomom hashemesh lo yakeko, yoreach aloilo. Adonoi yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonoi yishmor tzeisecho uvoecho me'ato mi'ad olam. And finally, one concluding psalm, one concluding chapter of Tehillim, chapter 130, Mismor Kuf Lamet. Shir Hama'alos, Mima'amakim Kerosicho Adonoi. Adonoi Shimo Vekoli. Tihiyeno Oznecho Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunoi. Im Adonos Tishmorio Adonoi Mi Yeamod. Ki Imcho Hasulicho Lema'an Tivorei. Ki Visi Adonoi Kiviso Nafshi. Lidvoro Hocholti. Nafshi Ladonoi Mishomrim Laboker. Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi. Ki Im Adonoi Hachesed. Harvey Imo Fedus. Vahu Yifde Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. We'll now recite in Mishaberach for the Cholim. Special prayer for those who are ill. I will pause at the appropriate point for a while to allow you to recite or contemplate the names of those people who need a refuah shleima, who need a cure and healing at this time. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, Hu yivorech v'yirapei es hacholim Ba'avur she'anachnu nodrim tzedaka ba'avuram bishar ze hakadosh baruch hu imolei rachamim aleihem lahachalimom ulraposom ulahachatzikom ulahachayosom v'yishlach lohem mehero refuo shalemo min hashamayim ורמח עבריהם ושסוגידיהם לכל עבריהם ולכל ידיהם, בסוף שאור כל ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלו ובזמן קוריב ונאמר אמן. And a concluding prayer, אחינו כל בית ישראל, for our brothers and sisters, the whole house of Israel, הנשונים בצורה ובשביו, who are in distress or captivity, ba'omdim bein ba'yom uvein ba'yabosha, on sea or land, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzoro lirvocho, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, u'me'afelo li'oro, from darkness to light, u'mishibud l'ge'ula, from oppression to freedom, Hashto ba'agolo uvizman koriv, now, swiftly and soon, v'nomar omein. And let us say, omein. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. And I think I'm going to ask forgiveness prior, because I'm asking this to you over the air. It just occurred to me, and I don't know if it's appropriate to ask, and you'll be candid with me as everyone else listens in, and I don't know if you have it handy. And I'm wondering if it would be appropriate for us to say Kalmale for the Chayalim of Tzahal on the line now. I don't have one in front of me to say, and I don't know if you do as well, or if it would be the appropriate thing to do, but I wanted to put it out there, see if it's something that we could do.
I think it is appropriate, and I have the Koren Sachs sitter in front of me. I just have to... find the text.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you rolling with the punches and going along.
I've rolled with other punches, so I can roll with this one. It's an easy one. I'm just looking for the memorial prayer. Okay, 1117. A lot of pages to turn. That's not the right prayer.
If we don't have it, we don't have it. It's not available on handy then.
Okay, I got it now. 8:47. This is going to do it. My apologies to everyone who was waiting patiently. But I think it's very appropriate, and especially appropriate perhaps to say the Kemole for the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers, and have all others in mind as well who need to be remembered at this time. Eil molei rachamim, shochein bamromim, hamsei menucha nuchono al kansei hashechino, b'ma'alos kedoshim tahorim v'giborim, kizohar horokia mazehirim, v'nishmos hakedoshim, shenilchamu b'chol ma'archos Yisrael, b'machteres uvitzoh ha'agana l'Yisrael, v'shenaflu v'milchamtom, ומסרו נפשם על קדושת השם ועם והאורץ. בעבור שאנו מספללים לעילוי נשמוסיהם. וכן באו רחמים יסתירים בסיסר כנופו ליהלומים. ויצרור בצרור החיים את נשמוסיהם. אדוני הוא נחלוסם. וגן עדן תהי מנוחוסם. וינוחו בשלום על משכבותיהם, ותעמוד לכל ישראל זכוסם, ויעמדו לגורלם לקץ הימים, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Again, thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. Thank you so much, particularly right there at the end, for sharing that with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered. The Tova. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, which is Yom HaTzmaut, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Ilan Feldman of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.